there are politicians, and then as I said earlier, there are politicians become something more. They become household names, institutions, the face of the party, bigger than the party in some cases. And I think Rachel Notley accomplished that, right? The Alberta NDP have been Rachel Notley's party for a long time, last two, three elections at least. Filling those shoes is not going to be easy, but it's not impossible because of what she has accomplished. And I think there's some similarities with our next guest. If you look at Edmonton Strathcona, which is Rachel Notley's riding, provincially. It was Linda Duncan's riding federally, and it became something of a beachhead for the NDP, I think, in Alberta. Linda Duncan won that seat back in 2008, and the party has held it ever since. When Linda held it, that was the only seat that the NDP held in the province of Alberta. So pioneers, trailblazers can capture territory and then hand it over to those who come after them, and sometimes it works out. Linda Duncan joins us now. Linda, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate your time. Linda, are you there? Okay, I'll throw you back on hold and see it. I don't know. Sarah will sort that out for us. But yeah, it's kind of interesting that Edmonton Strathcona has really become sort of a ground zero for the NDP in the province of Alberta. And you take a look at Raj Panu, who was the leader before provincially, held that seat. Rachel Notley took it over from him. And of course, we all know what she did. Interestingly enough, like we heard from Steve, who we hear from most days, talking about the fact that, you know, some of the people who won back when the NDP came to power almost did it on a lark. And he's right. There's a I still don't know if the story is 100% true or not. But there was a story of one lady who actually won, wasn't even in Alberta. I think she was in Vegas. She didn't think she was going to be winning this seat. So it was a surprise to a lot of people because we had 40-some years of conservative dominance in this province. And an NDP's going to win? Unheard of. A lot of people just couldn't fathom it because it's rare. But like I say, people accomplish it, including Linda Duncan. Do we have Linda? Sarah, Linda, are you
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay, there you go. Hey, how you doing?
I'm just great. Just back from Mill Creek chasing coyotes. Our usual morning excavate.
Yeah, they're all over in there, aren't they?
Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah, there's a bunch. Listen, first of all, just I'm sure you've had a lot of interaction with Rachel Notley, as you know, in the riding, and just how do you sum up her career and her impact on politics in this province?
Phenomenal. Just phenomenal. But then, of course, you have to remember back in the 70s and 80s, I worked with her dad. In fact, I've got files that I proudly still have where we dealt with environmental issues together when I ran the Environmental Law Center. So a long association with the Notleys.
Yeah, and that's the thing you have to remember. And when you take a look at, and I'm going to draw a comparison here. Tell me if I'm out to lunch. I think for a woman to run as a member of the NDP in the province of Alberta, when you and Rachel both did, without the benefit of what you and Rachel accomplished and sort of the trail that you two blazed, I think, could be viewed as, well, in some ways insane, frankly, with all due respect, kind of like, what are you thinking? You legitimately got a shot at this? But then to not only do it, but to succeed is amazing. It is remarkable. Am I off base, or is there a similarity between your career and hers?
Well, that is true. Probably less so for her because, of course, there was provincial NDP, even if it was small in number. For me, yeah, it was seen as a bit of a miracle, first time in 25 years. And, of course, I was the first to hold the seat three times over. But you know what? Rachel has paved the way just like I did, and now we've got the phenomenal Heather McPherson federally, and I think she got the highest vote in Alberta. So we are well-placed, and I think the greatest strength of Rachel, separate apart from her integrity that everybody talks about, is the energy she put into building a strong caucus. And, you know, when the ledge first opened up, you know, I'm a retired politician. I can't resist going back and looking at them in the House. And I was stunned. In fact, I kept phoning friends and saying, you have to watch the Alberta Ledge. You will not believe these new members in their inaugural speeches. So I'll tell you, she has created a real beachhead. I mean, the caucus that she's got in there, the longest opposition in history, I don't think we have to worry about, you know, Rachel, you know, let's give her a break. She held that for a long time. And to her credit, stepping down of losing the election. I don't even like to think she lost the election. Look at the victory that she got. But come on, let's give her a break. Let her do something else for a while. Yeah. But boy, there are so many people that are going to step up to the plate. So, it is mind-blowing.
So you don't put a lot of, because there's people, and I think there's some merit in this conversation around the fact that she has been so influential and has been so dominant when it comes to the NDP in this province for so long that she might transcend the party, and when she leaves, there could be a void there, an identity crisis, if you will, not to overstate things. You don't think that's a problem? Do you think people that can step right in?
Everybody is saying that. I think that's absolute nonsense. I mean, people really need to take a look at who is sitting in the legislature across from the UCP. They are amazing caliber of people, just phenomenal. And, she put a lot of energy over all those years to build that. And she's got that team. And boy, what a nice time to step away knowing that they're going to move forward and they're going to hold the government accountable and they're going to become government. There's no doubt in my mind at all.
What do you look for in a leader to follow somebody like Rachel Notley? And like you say, the party's in a very good place. I mean, they're not government, but they're pretty close and the strongest opposition we've had. So what do you look for in a leader to try and build on that momentum?
Well, obviously, you're going to want somebody who has some creds and has some experience, so somebody who's been in the ledge for a while. And whoever it is, they're going to have to pave their own way. You know, they can't be Rachel, too. Rachel was unique, just like the next leader will be. And I think that what they need to do is spend a lot of time traveling across Alberta. Everybody knows they need to build the rural constituency. And so if I were them, that's what I would be doing. But, you know, figure out where were the gaps of why they didn't break through in those areas, and just hold firm. You know, be strong out there in making a voice in the ledge, and don't go nasty. You know, people always wanted me to go nasty when I was running, and I said, that's not me. Mm-hmm. And I think that's not who the NDP are. So I think if they just hold firm on what they believe in and why people voted for them, then I think that you're going to come through. I think it's going to be a really interesting race.
I do too.
Because you're going to have some amazing contenders.
Do you?
I mean, imagine a heated race for the provincial NDP.
You're right. We haven't had that in a long. It's going to be interesting. We've had a lot of them on the other side of the aisle with all kinds of leaderships and, you know, palace intrigue and all the rest. But it's been pretty stable.
I am losing you in the echo. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Can you hear? Is it okay? Can you hear us?
Yeah. Okay. I can hear you now. Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to ask, in terms of, and I know you're not going to, well, maybe you will, but in terms of who you think might be good, does it have to be somebody from within that caucus? I mean, we're hearing, you've heard the names. I mean, former mayors, current mayors, all kinds of names are coming up. Should it be somebody from inside, or could somebody from outside parachute into this race and actually be the right person?
I think either are possible, but I think there's a better chance for somebody who is within. But who knows who might come forward? Let's be surprised. It will be perfect to see. I think that in order to carry on from Rachel's strengths, it probably is easier for somebody who's been there for a while and is going to be, you know, around for the next year and active, certainly to have some politician creds.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, just sort of some little continuity might be a good thing. Linda, the line is breaking up a little bit, but I can't thank you enough for being here today. I really appreciate it.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.